I'm Chandra Tharp with Pet Talk on KEOM, brought to you by veterinarians.org. Dog toys can provide fun mental stimulation and exercise for your dog. This greatly reduces stress due to confinement, isolation, and/or boredom. For young, high-energy, and untrained dogs, interactive play also offers an opportunity to learn about appropriate and inappropriate behavior with people and other animals, like jumping up or being mouthy. It's your job to ensure the toys you give your dog are safe and appropriate for your dog. This can depend on factors such as your dog's size, activity level, and personal preference. Buying the right size of dog toy or dog chew can help avoid choking incidents. They should be large enough for them to carry in their mouths, but a size that will not fit down their throat. Very hard rubber toys like Nylabone-type products and Kong-type products are fun for chewing and for carrying around. Rope toys that are usually available in a bone shape with knotted ends make a fun interactive toy for you and your dog, or two of your dogs to play with together. Just make sure to remove any loose material that may unravel during their play. Stuffable Kong-type toys filled with tiny treats, kibble, or sugar and xylitol-free peanut butter can keep a dog busy for hours, especially if you freeze them. Puzzle toys can stimulate your dog's brain by forcing them to problem solve in order to receive a reward. Lastly, stuffed toys are great for some dogs, but others may want to attack their toy prey, which can become a hazard. Make sure to keep an eye on your dog while they're playing with them so they don't ingest the stuffing, even if it's supposedly dog safe. To make sure your dog doesn't get bored with their toys, pick 4 or 5 toys to be available to them at a time and rotate them out each week. Of course, if your dog has a huge favorite, you can keep it out all the time, but otherwise try to give them a toy that they can carry around, one that they can kill or wrestle with, one that rolls, and one that's more interactive. You may even try to hide a toy so they can find it. For some reason, found toys are more fun than the ones you just hand over to them. Remember, if you want to go back and listen to this or any of the other episodes we have aired, you can find it on our website, keom.fm. Look under the Programming tab for Pet Talk. For more information on taking care of your pet, visit veterinarians.org.